Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Rolling Toe with trucking experts Kevin and Mike Beckett. This is the show where you ask the questions and we give you the diagnosis on how to get the most out of your truck. We'll talk about avoiding wear and tear, knowing your suspension and axles, and how to get more mileage from your tires. We're on the audio road. Let's get rolling.
Well, good evening. This is Mike.
And this is Kevin.
And I want to know who do we pay to do that jingle, because they're lying like dogs.
Trucking experts.
Woo-hoo.
We're going to teach you all sorts of tire things.
It's kind of stretching it, isn't it?
Well, it might be. I don't know.
No?
We're close. We're pretty good.
Close as anybody else. Kevin had a good time this week.
I did.
We had a truck come in that was a Volvo, and the customer had a right pole. And he measured it. Sure enough, the rear axles weren't where we wanted them.
Right.
Tire showed a little feathered wear.
Yep.
He took it out for a drive. Came back. It's still got a right pull. Okay.
It's got a wobble.
Yeah, and a wobble. And so we rotated the front tires.
Uh-huh.
And he went out for a drive by himself. He come back and said, it's worse.
It's worse.
It's worse. It's worse. So we're looking the truck over.
Things.
Truck's got like a million miles on it. It's got the original front leaf springs in it. They're kind of like an S curve.
They are. Those Volvo springs.
Yeah. So maybe you need new leaf springs. And so we kicked that around and got pricing on it and stuff. And then Kevin wound up. Now, why did you go for a ride with it?
Well, he said, it's still got this bad wobble. And I said, really? What kind of wobble is this? Can you tell me about it? He said, I don't know. I think it'd be better if you just get in the car and you're in the truck and see for yourself. And we went for the drive.
Now, the customer's driving.
Customer drives.
Kevin's in the passenger seat.
I'm in the passenger seat. And a Volvo is a bit like a boat.
Just kind of
waves on
sashays
down the road.
Around.
But the steering wheel was nice and solid. And he could put it in one position and let it go, and it would stay right there. But then it's in the wrong. The truck is going the wrong way, so he turns it a little bit and it's, you know, leave it there. And it would finally guide the wrong way. But, you know, he'd hit a bridge abutment. And
not the abutment, the bump going on.
Yes.
And hit the abutment, the whole front end goes out of the truck.
And, you know, you feel it through the truck, but the steering wheel didn't move at all. And, he said, so what do you think? I said, well, I think, all right, like I say, our guide is, if it takes more than 3 seconds from the time you let go of the steering wheel to the time you get to the white line, that's not a bad pull. That's not a real. I mean,
that's a drift.
That's an aligned vehicle. And then also, if you can drive with one finger, then your vehicle is guiding well enough. So we had gotten off the interstate and get back up on, and we're going back the other way, and he tries driving with just one finger, and yeah, he can hold it to the road. Yeah. There's no problem there. And you hit the bump, and it doesn't send the truck anywhere. So, you know what? It's okay. Try driving it for a week and see if you just get used to it. Because I think the problem was he was
oversteering.
He was used to driving a truck that wasn't going straight. So he kept feeling that same truck.
Yeah, he kept moving the steering wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it just takes a little education.
A little.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Well, anyway, that was Kevin's fun for the week.
Yep. Ended the week that way. Yeah.
End of the week. That was Friday. If any of you have any questions or comments, please push 1 on your phone dial. We'll get to you then and try and find out if we can help you or not. And if you push it twice, like we said before, you'll erase yourself from the universe and you won't come back.
Mm-hmm.
We have some callers up there right now. I don't have my list, Kevin.
You don't.
It's over there.
It's over here.
I need my list.
You need your list.
Otherwise, I can't cheat.
Yeah.
And I like
cheaters
to
since
cheat.
Like 6 months into this thing.
My hero, Red Green, says, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Huh.
Okay. So, we got a 218 area code.
Right.
What's your guess?
Is that Indiana?
No.
No. Then I don't know.
Minnesota. Then in Ollie territory.
All right.
Yes, and they're unfroze now.
Yes, they are. They thawed out. They can leave the state if they want.
Yes, they can. So let's see if he's actually in the state.
I think he's not.
Could be. Hello there.
Hello, Minnesota.
No. Hello. I'm
not
actually
at all.
Down in Iowa.
Oh, well, good for you. Do you know what IOWA stands for?
I don't think you want me saying that one.
Idiot out wandering around.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was going to say, but I wasn't sure if it wanted me calling you guys idiots.
Well, we figured we are. I mean, hell, we're on the radio, aren't we?
Right. One of the dummies doing this thing.
So what's up?
Well, my boss is talking about taking this truck to an alignment shop, and mm-hmm. he says just in case they have to bend the axle. I'm wondering what the steer axle. I'm wondering what is the negativity of that, and what is the purpose of them trying to correct doing that?
Okay.
It's been a while since I've been on the been listening because I got different hours now, so I figured I'd call in quick.
Okay, well, and you know that you can stream our radio programs anytime. You don't have to wait to listen to us. If you go on your favorite podcast supplier, you can stream. There's like 115 episodes now.
Yep.
Okay, all right, good. That's out of the way. First thing, every axle manufacturer expressly prohibits bending their axle, hot or cold, for any reason.
Yep.
Because they are tempered steel I-beams. They're not designed to be bent.
They're actually big, giant springs.
Yeah, they're big, giant springs. Yes, that's correct.
Yep.
Now, what are they trying to correct when they bend the axle? If the top of the tires are leaning out or in, that's called camber. If the bottom of the kingpin is leaning toward the front of the truck, so the kingpin is leaning back, that's called caster. If you significantly bend the front axle to change the camber, the idea is that that will cause the tires, if they're both leaning to the left, to try and make the truck come up the crown of the road, like leaning a bicycle makes you go left. If you twist the front axle to put more caster in the right side than in the left side, we know from independent front suspensions where we can adjust the caster, we can make the vehicle go right or left depending on how we lead the caster. So they're trying to correct the direction the truck wants to go by playing with the caster and camber in the front end of the truck. And when they do, they void your lifetime warranty in the I-beam.
Right.
The other problem with it is that if you understand that the tempered steel in the beam, when you bend the axle and you cause it to flex,
it's cold.
And you do it cold.
Yeah.
As you drive down the road, the vibration hits it and the axle goes back to where it was tempered in.
Right.
So you really don't change anything.
So you could try hot bending.
Oh, if you hot bend it, you take the temper out of it. Now you're driving on a noodle.
Yeah.
Because you got to reintroduce the temper if you do that.
Right. So you got two issues with bending there. One, it's going to return to what it was in the first place.
Yes.
Two, if you hot bend it, now you'll never have a straight eye.
Yeah, you don't know where you're at.
And then there's a third problem with measuring it in the first place that we happen to know is that Beeline, for instance,
mm-hmm.
the one company in America that is currently the one American company.
One of the companies, yeah.
In support of bending an axle, and they use a cold bending process.
Yes.
Their standard, their settings are inside of the tolerance of the axle. So every axle that they come to
needs a bend.
It needs to be bent according to their setting.
Right. If you have somebody that goes to the Beeline school, they will tell you if you didn't do a, quote, axle correction, and that's what they call it, they don't claim they're bending axles. The axle is already bent. They're correcting it. Okay?
Yeah.
So they're playing word games.
Okay.
Every time a truck comes in, if you didn't do a correction, you didn't do an alignment. That's their mantra. That's what they deal with. Now, having said all of that,
mm-hmm.
as a member of the TMC, we did a study on how many camber problems there were in the field. We asked members of the TMC that were fleet operators to report to us trucks that had irregular tire wear that was being blamed on camber. And we asked them, don't correct them. We want to send a team out to inspect it and measure it and see what we've got. Over a period of 3 years, we inspected 1,000 vehicles that had reported camber problems. After inspecting them and measuring them and comparing them to factory build specs, and looking at the tire wear to see if the tire wear was actually coming from camber, In 1,000 inspected trucks, we found exactly zero camber problems.
And now, how long have you been doing alignments?
Almost 50 years.
Almost 50 years. And every year, about how many times do you come across a vehicle that has a camber?
A legitimate camber problem? Legitimate camber problems I tend to find when I was doing 1,200 alignments a year, okay? I would find one or two camber problems a year, and the camber problems were always because somebody in alignment shop ruined the axle.
Right. So, if you could avoid ever bending your axle, or even really considering it, we can solve your tire wear issues anyway.
Yep. I've never had to tell a guy, go get your axle bent to get it fixed.
Right. We've had people replace their axle.
Because it was damaged.
In fact, Dana, if they get a report of somebody that has an axle that supposedly needs to be bent, they'll have them call us.
Yeah.
And we'll talk through with the shop to make sure that that's the case.
And if it is legitimately a bad axle, Dana replaces them free.
Yep.
Okay.
So that's the camber
story. I was just curious.
Story.
I just wanted some backup support so I could, or backup knowledge so I could discuss it and argue it with them. So
if
thank
you
very
like,
much for educating.
If you would like to have the page out of the Dana manual that says you're expressly prohibited from bending this axle, email us or call us in our office tomorrow, and I can send you a copy of that page.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds great. Thank
very
you.
Very good, buddy. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Bye.
That was a good call.
Yeah, that's kind of call that we, I don't think we've ever really gone through the camber discussion.
I don't know if, I think we did in the original 3 years ago when we were going through all this different subjects, but we haven't had a call questioning that for some time.
Right.
And it was a good opportunity to discuss all of it. Now, the one part of that that we didn't discuss is if we have a directional problem,
mm-hmm.
how do we correct it without bending the axle?
Well, there's something we say quite a few times about how much weight is at each wheel position.
Yeah.
There's 12,000 pounds on the steer axle.
Yeah.
And there's 17,000 pounds on each drive axle.
Yeah.
So, and there's two drive axles.
So there's 34,000 pounds back there.
34,000 pounds in the rear end.
And all the horsepower is in the rear of the truck. We correct the direction by aligning the rears properly.
Right. And that, or there's twice... Well, honestly, there's four times as much footprint in the rear end of the vehicle, too.
Yes.
So all the control is in the rear end, and we can make the vehicle drive straight.
That's what we do all the time. Okay, very good. Yep. We have another caller here with a question or comment.
I think that's also Minnesota.
It's a 651.
Mm-hmm.
You are correct. Can we take two calls in a row?
In a row?
From Sved and Ollie Land?
Well... Because of the way the board looks, we're going to have to.
Well, the first guy was polite and nice, too.
He was.
So, okay, we'll try it. Right. Hello, Sven.
Sven, yes. We had Ollie. Hello, Sven.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Yes, I'm in Minnesota, so, yes.
Okay. Very good. What's up?
I got a question. Sorry about that. My allergies are killing me, so I'm going to try and make it quick and easy.
Well,
I called you guys before. Yes. I've called you guys before, but I wrote it down on my notes, and I can't find them. I've got an 012 utility reefer, and, of course, I got the Hendrickson with the super singles. Now
oh,
that
the good
warmer,
ones, yeah.
I'm going to – yeah. Now that it's warmer, I'm going to weld the angle iron. How do I do it, and what do you recommend?
Okay,
we find it works if you use inch-and-a-half angle iron, about an
inch
eighth of an inch about an eighth of an inch thick. And you need three pieces for each axle. You need a long one to go between the two suspension brackets, and two short ones go from the suspension bracket out to the backing plate. Okay? And they go
I thought it just went right in the middle.
No, you got to do the ends too.
Yeah, we've had people just do the middle.
And it don't work, right. Okay. And you want to clean the paint off, do a good professional weld. Weld them every four to six inches or so. And when you're done, paint it up. And as long as it's not rusting and it doesn't look like a chicken went along and crapped on it instead of welding it, the DOT guys will leave you alone.
you guys have heard of a POR, or is it POR 15? It's a paint that you brush on that I guess even Jay Leno was sponsoring, talking about that it never rusts. It just,
cool.
You take it off first. Yeah, first you it's on YouTube if you want to check it out. But I'm gonna try
uh-huh.
that. I'm gonna try.
Sure.
You put this liquid on first, and it strips off all the bare metal, right down to bare metal. Yeah. Then you paint brush it, and I guess it never comes off. So it's gonna
look
pretty cool back
Wonderful.
There with the axle. Yeah.
Yep.
So. All right. Do I have to tack weld it, or do I weld all the way across on the
just
angle?
Tack about every 6 inches, and it'll be fine.
Yeah, it needs enough room to flex.
Yeah, it's going to flex a little bit. Now, you've got the wide
okay.
singles. Do you have the 2-inch offset
yes.
rims, or do you have the zero ups?
I've replaced them. I've got all the zeros, and I have
okay.
I have fixed all the bearings. There, I just blew a super single last week, and when I lifted it up, I double checked the bearings, and everything was good. Still, they're all
good.
It was
good.
Nice and tight. So I did
Excellent.
It the way you guys talk about. So, all right, thanks a lot, guys. Thank you.
You bet, you buddy. Take care of your allergies.
Okay. Yep.
Bye.
Thanks.
Okay.
Right.
Well, that was very good.
Was
two good phone
Ben
calls.
And Dolly.
Yeah. And we have been on the air for 17 minutes.
About that.
And we have. 50,
no more,
40
no
minutes
questions.
Left?
Yep.
Yeah.
45 minutes.
And oh, there's another question. Good, because
yeah,
I was going to start
one.
Singing.
But, yeah, we need to, if you do have a question.
Please call.
And press 1.
Because, actually, Kevin is threatening about singing now. And you really don't
if
want
If you've
that.
Ever heard me do karaoke, and you haven't, because I don't.
Yeah, there you go.
you don't want me to do karaoke.
Okay, we've got a... A question from the 732 area code.
732.
You should know this one.
Oh, I do not know this one.
You do not?
No.
This is Chris Christie's buddy.
Chris Christie.
This is New Jersey. Let's
well,
see what
I wonder
New
how they're doing.
Jersey has to say.
All right. Is he in New Jersey?
Yes, he is.
He's still. I don't think he is.
Okay.
I think he's.
Everybody's
got
a guess.
Hello,
Jersey.
New Jersey.
How we doing today, guys?
We're doing great.
Right.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and I am not in New Jersey, and I hit the button as soon as you hung up with that
uh-huh.
last caller because I wanted to make sure you were not even going to attempt to start singing.
You're
I wanted
a good
to,
guy.
I wanted to cut you off right away so you didn't even have to think twice.
You're a nice guy. I appreciate the hell out of you.
I appreciate you more.
Yeah. Well, I don't want all your other listeners to get deterred, you know, with your bad singing. So I'm trying to do my best to keep your people that are calling in, your listeners, to keep calling and listening. I didn't want you to scare them away.
I appreciate that attempt, but maybe if I sang once in a while, they'd put more questions in anyway.
that's a good idea. Good idea.
I hadn't thought about that. Okay, very good.
No, I didn't.
Do you
okay.
Do you have any kind of a question today or a comment?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. I have a question on something that I just noticed today on my passenger side steer.
Okay.
I have BF Goodrich tires.
Mm-hmm.
They usually wear very good. I usually get good use out of them. And today,
mm-hmm.
as I did my walk around, I noticed... In the center rib, there
mm-hmm.
was, looks like a dent.
Mm-hmm.
So I cleaned it all off, rubbed my hands all around, and then I went over that one dent and found out that it seems like you go a couple inches, and there's another one, and a couple inches, and then there's another one. But I believe the first one I saw was... I'll call it the first one, and it looked like
mm-hmm.
it was pronounced the most, mm-hmm. and then the other couple seemed to get less. But they're
yes.
all on the same rib.
Yes.
So
now, if you count the ribs from the outside of the tire in, there's 5 ribs, right?
Correct.
And was it in the second rib or the third rib?
No, this is in the center rib.
So it's the
there's
third rib.
Oh, the third rib either way.
Yes. Okay. All right. Very good.
Yes.
And this is a what tire?
BFG.
Okay. And
BF Goodrich.
Pressure?
Yes. And what inflation are you running?
Now, you know, I don't remember, but let me tell you this. I realized it as I'm driving tonight. I better double check it because I thought I had 120. But when I stopped, I got out and I checked it, and it was at 130. So
That's okay.
Not real heavy, but I figured maybe you would be able to figure
it was hot.
When it's cold. Yeah, it's hot at 130. So I don't know, usually does it go up 10 or 20 when it's hot?
It's supposed to go up 15%.
15%.
Yeah.
So if it was at 20 already, or 120 already, it should go up almost to 140.
Yeah, it should go up almost to 140. So you're about 10 under what I would want you to be when it's hot.
Okay.
Okay? Now.
So it's probably
well,
at 110 then, right?
Yeah, well, you're going to have to wait until it cools, and then you'll really find
out. Yeah, wait until it cools. You're probably down 110, maybe even 105. Okay?
Okay.
Now. Under inflation on the new low rolling resistance tires is what tends to give us the cup in the middle. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
And then once the cup starts, the tire gets a little bit out of balance and the tire wants to jump up in the air. The shock absorber lets it jump three times and then stops it. That's why you tend to get a three cup pattern. And the first cup in the rotation is the deepest one because that's where the balance problem was to begin with.
Right. Sounds reasonable. Right. Okay.
Okay.
So I'll check it cold tomorrow and then bring it up to 120.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
But something, I mean, once you can see it.
Yeah. That tire's already done.
You know, it's going to keep doing it.
Yeah. That's what I was afraid of. So I was also thinking maybe pretty soon I'll throw new ones on and get a used price out of the tire before it gets completely worn out.
Also possible.
How many miles do you have on them?
I think I've only got about 75.
Yeah,
I usually only get about 100 out of my tires, my steers, because I'm in and out of a lot of tight places, so I don't get, you know, if I get 100 out of a set of steers, I'm usually happy with that.
Okay, all right.
But seeing this lumpiness now, so it's under inflation. It's the driver's fault. So I got nobody to blame but me.
I blame the gremlins.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. But I mean,
I didn't see them though.
They're invisible. That's why you can blame them.
Yeah. If you were running out of 110, as far as the manufacturer is concerned, that's what they wanted on in it anyway.
Well, that's their
deal.
Minimum. But running 110 in your front is the same thing as running 70 in the rear.
Right. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, we encourage you to run more air to get the best bet on each tire.
Now, what are you doing for balance?
Centromatics.
Good. Okay. You've done everything you can for balance, then, so that's fine.
Yeah. So it's possible. I mean, it's possible that you get all of this done. You keep the tires inflated, that you'll be able to see the one spot for good.
You might get to the 100 anyway, but who knows?
Or more.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's up to you when you get.
Appreciate it
buddy.
As always, guys. Thanks very much.
Georgia.
Shit.
Barnacle Bill the Sam.
He tried.
Okay. That was a decent call.
That was a decent call.
All right. 507, is that what that says?
The newer call is 507. The next
and
one.
That is?
Isn't it Minnesota also?
It is. This is the third call from Minnesota.
It's Sven and Ollie and, is it Olga?
Olga.
Olga. So this is
Sven,
Olga.
Ollie, and Olga.
Sven, Ollie, and Olga. All right. So we got Olga here. Is Olga in
Olga.
Minnesota?
We
got
to see. Yeah, she's still in Minnesota because they don't allow her out of the kitchen.
They don't allow her. So she's calling from the kitchen.
Yes, calling from the kitchen.
Okay. All right. Hello, Olga.
Hello. How's Kevin and Mike today, or Mike and Kevin?
Either way, we're doing fine.
I'm doing good, thank you. Hey, so I thought I'd call and get educated a little bit again.
Okay.
So this is Greg from Minnesota, and I'm talking about the Rettenauer step deck with a sliding rear axle.
Yes.
And if one were to take that and align it what would be the proper way to do that? Would you align the front fixed axle first, or what do you recommend?
Yes, I would align the fixed axle where I want it, and then match the slider to it as close as I can.
Well, as close as what?
Sure.
Well, the problem is that the slider has pins,
right,
and the pins and holes, and the pins and holes don't fit precisely, so every different hole you put it in is going to be different.
Right. So you just get it aligned to within about an eighth of an inch.
Well, that depends on how you're measuring.
Yeah.
Are you measuring from rim to rim when you're doing this alignment, or what?
I'm not sure. That's a great question. Thank you.
Yeah.
I guess I would. I would go from center kingpin to the forward rim, or the center of that front axle.
Okay.
All right. Let me talk you through another way to do this. Okay.
Right. All right.
And you want to do this yourself, right?
Yep.
Okay. Cool. I want you to go up on the frame. Now, this is a drop deck, right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, so I want you to go up on the deck where it has already dropped as far forward as you can get. Got it?
Yeah.
Then I'm going to take a punch, and on one of the rails, on one of the sides, I'm going to make a punch mark. Just so I can see this mark. Got it?
Okay, yeah. Are you talking now the main frame or the rail on the outside of the trailer bed?
The rail on the outside, because that's what I'm going to start measuring to.
Oh, okay? Sure. All right. Yeah.
Then I'm going to string a tape measure across underneath there. And I'm going to move the tape measure, and I have one guy holding the other side so that the tape measure is right by that mark. And then I'm going to move the tape measure backward and forward on the trailer, and whichever is the shortest measurement will be straight across from that mark.
Oh,
you got it? And I'll make another punch mark.
Yeah, I'm just kind of confused.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I'm just a little confused where you're – so you mark the one rail.
Yep.
And then where do you – so then where do you run, pull the tape across then?
You can pull it straight across the top.
Over. Sure.
Oh, I see. Yep, I got you there. Yep, you just do like the radius to get the arc, the highest part of the arc.
Yeah.
And then you make a punch there also.
Measurement. Now I've got two marks on the two sides of the trailer that are directly across from each other, aren't they?
Yep.
Correct, yep. Should be.
Now I can measure from that punch mark back to the front edge of the front trailer axle.
Okay.
Got it? And if I measure the two sides and they're exactly the same, then that axle is square to the trailer, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it would be.
And then if I measure from the trailing edge of that rim to the front edge of the rim on the axle behind it, when it's square, that axle square to the second axle.
Oh, sure.
And I don't use the fifth wheel pin at all, because the fifth wheel pin may or may not be in the center of the damn trailer.
Oh, good point. Wow. Huh. Yeah, that would make sense. So you can't always trust the fifth wheel pin.
No,
I've
seen them off.
Yeah.
I've seen them off by half an inch.
Wow. Interesting. That's a new way of doing that. But I mean, really shed the light on that.
And then with this
trailer. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, these trailers have that X-Line, Michelin X-Line Energy T, the trailer tire, the 19.5s.
Yep.
And the cold rating on that for PSI, of course, is 125.
Yep.
So I would think one should run 130 to 135 in that.
Well, now,
wait a
minute.
And I'm just scoping out this. Yeah,
that,
all right.
That may or may not be true. The sidewall
really
says 125, but that's to carry how much weight?
Oh, yeah. Actually, it was at 123. I can't remember now. Was it 123 and 125 for the dual and the single ratings?
Dual.
I can't remember. They're real close there.
Yeah, and you're worried about the dual.
Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yep.
Okay, so let's just say for the sake of argument, it's 125. Mm-hmm. And if I pulled out my... Give me that laptop over there.
It's coming your way.
I may even just try to look this stupid thing up.
No, that'd be awesome.
All right.
This tire here has a load and inflation chart.
And I push this button.
And it's in a dual position.
I need the flash drive that's plugged into that extension over there.
All right.
Good.
See, because what I've noticed on some of these tires is like the outside shoulder, they're fairly, you know, the outside shoulder is fairly square. And a lot of these start, some they start chafing off and rounding off the edge of that, that nice shoulder.
Well, especially on the front trailer.
Well, now wait a minute. This axle,
yeah.
These axles can be spread out to a spread axle trailer.
Right.
And then pulled back into a close set, correct?
Right.
That's correct, yep.
And how often do you run spread?
Oh, well, as little as possible. Actually, just when you're heavy enough to do so, you know.
Okay, when you're spread, it's not designed to turn a corner, and the outside shoulder on all of your tires is going to wear off.
Yep.
Because they're dragging around the corner.
Yep.
Okay?
Sure.
So if you leave them close, you should see them at least a little more square than they were.
Correct.
But still, whatever happens, one of those two axles is going to drag around the corner.
Yeah, they have a hard time making a cone to go around the corner smoothly.
Right.
And so one of them has got to be dragging sideways. So one tends to be the dominant axle. The other one tends to do the scraping. And depending on how your weight distribution is, it can be either axle. It's hard to tell.
And this one's got a drop deck. I mean, it's really hard to say where the gravity is going to be and which one's going to be dominant.
I understand. Yep.
Okay, my computer's warming up here, and I'm going to pull
sure.
this up.
Well, I got it. So here I got some questions in the meantime. Then
whoop them on.
Would you use would it be advisable to use like counteract bead balance, you know, those bead balances in those tires, or wouldn't you?
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
At all times.
Anything you can do to balance a tire will increase that tire's life.
Yes.
Oh, nice. Yep. So in other words, I'm going to be putting on, I got 24 fives on my tractor right now, the 9400 International, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're Goodyears, and they got an awful lot of miles on them, like 450 plus. But the thing of it is that I'm going to be putting on the new Michelin tire, that multi-energy.
Right.
And along with that, I think I was contemplating to do a balancing with that. But now that I've talked to you, I think I'm going to use the counteract bead balances in them too. Yeah. Cause those are the X multi energy D tire in the 22.5 configuration.
Yeah. I wouldn't care what brand tire I was putting on, and I wouldn't care what position it was in. I would want them balanced.
Yep.
Awesome. Yep. Cause I had a tough time with, I learned the hard way about balancing.
Mm-hmm.
And the condition of your rims. So,
yep.
Right.
Okay. Now,
so I don't know, Kevin. Go ahead.
No, go ahead and keep talking. I'm looking.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, I spoke with Kevin before. Oh, that's quite some time ago already. And I rebuilt my front axle, put new springs on it, and then I took out my the caster shims.
Yeah.
And that's the best thing I've ever done. And it's nothing for me to get 180,000 miles on a set of tires on the steers.
And
I run those DFGs and the Michelins.
And it rides smoother, doesn't it?
I tell you what, I had to go get my son and pull him home with the Pro Tote and his 379 Pete from Rapid City, South Dakota, back to Minnesota here. And when he got back in that truck, and he used to drive that truck, he told me, he said, oh, this truck really rides nice, he told me. And it's got the shorter wheelbase on it yet, you know? So that was pretty good. So, yeah.
That helps. Very good.
Yep.
That's nice.
Yep.
That's real nice.
Okay, but now,
I really appreciate you guys. Yep, I really appreciate you guys being there, and I know a lot of us do out here. So my hats are off to you.
You're more than welcome. We do what we can to try and help everybody.
Yeah, we really enjoy this.
Yep. Okay, now I've got the Michelin book open, and I'm going down to the 17.5 tires, trying to find them.
Was it 17.5 or 19.5?
17s, weren't they?
19.5.
Oh,
no, 19.5.
Okay.
I used to pull a trailer with the 17.5s on, yep. And I always run 130 pounds in those.
They take more air.
They do.
Okay, now when you run these spread, you could run 20,000 pounds per axle, right?
That's correct, yep.
And so since you're not going to change your inflation when you're spread versus when you're close together, we have to run a correct inflation for the spread axle configuration, right?
Correct, yep, for the 20,000, yep.
Okay, all right.
Thing to do.
Because when you're at 17,000, the tires, each tire max load will be 4,250 pounds. But when they're spread, the max load per tire is going to be 5,000 pounds. So right. We're going to air up for 5,000 pounds. Okay.
All right.
And I'm looking down here on the charts, and I'm finding all these stupid tires. And I'm looking for the inflation chart now. Okay.
This is actually a lot more exciting live than it is on the radio.
Yeah, you can see all the numbers flying
you
by
mean,
me then.
Yeah, you mean watching them do that there on the laptop. I hear you.
It's like Neo in the Matrix. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I got my tongue stuck out in my cheek, and I'm concentrating real hard to get this thing found.
I gotcha. I also got your book a long time ago, but I thought I'd...
Did you?
It's easier if I call and talk to you. Yeah, you bet. Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
well, the book doesn't cover all of these details.
Yeah,
okay, now,
right.
In the 19.5, what are the rest of the numbers on there? Is it a 245.70? Is it a 225.70?
It should be a 265.70R19.5.
Okay, all right, 265.70. R19.5. All right. Let's see if I can find that. Come on. This would work faster if I knew what I was doing.
That's all right.
265.70, 19.5. All right.
Yeah, every day's an adventure.
This says that at its maximum load, it can carry 5,510 pounds. And it requires a minimum of 110 PSI to do that.
How about 5,000?
Okay.
So your minimum inflation, according to this, according to the Michelin chart here, would be 110 PSI.
About 5,500. What about 5?
Well, that's the problem. This chart doesn't show that. It just shows the 5,500.
Huh.
So I've got to find if there's another chart here that goes down in loads. And what inflation have you been running?
Well, that's a good question because I'm just first going to start pulling this trailer. And
okay.
Otherwise, I pulled a trailer that had the 17.5s on. But another reason why I'm calling you, because these tires are like brand new except for the forward axle and the driver's side set of duals. Those outside shoulders are starting to kind of scrub off of there.
Right.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, just being a little proactive here, you know. So,
and since the front axle is the one scrubbing off, it tells me that the back axle is the dominant one and the front one's getting drugged sideways.
That, which makes sense.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh. Yep, it's a good thing I called you. Well, I'll have to put that tape on there and pull them lines and see where we're at with that.
See how close you are. Well, the first test you can do is simply measure between the back edge of the front axle rim and the front edge of the rear axle rim. And get a tram measurement side to side and see how close they are to parallel to each other.
Right. Now Oh,
sure.
We designed this laser alignment system that gets a trailing or a thrust measurement on each axle individually because we did find that there are peculiarities to measuring tram. But by and large, if you don't have a difference in tram of more than a 16th to an 1/8 of an inch, you're not going to get a scrub. In a trailer, it's not going to be enough to cost you a set of tires.
Okay, I found the 265.70R19.5 load chart, and it says that to carry 20,000 pounds, the minimum inflation. I got to go up a little bit. 20,000 pounds is 105.
So between 110 and 105,
You're just at the minimum.
Right.
And so I would be running 10 to 15. I'd run 10 to 15 pounds over that.
110, at least 110, maybe 115.
Maybe
one, at least 115,
to
maybe 120. 120.
Yeah.
So in that range.
Yep, that would be a good deal. So I'll just, in the 115 to 120 range. Yeah.
Right, right.
That's interesting.
Okay.
I run 120 in my steers, and then I always run 120 in my drives. But then I heard you talking last week to a gentleman, and to make the ride a little better back there, go to like 110 in the duals on the drives.
You could actually go down to a 100 or even 95 on a 22.5 standard width tire, because
right.
their minimum inflation is only 70, according to this chart.
Right.
Oh,
so if you're,
sure. So
if you're 90 to 95 to 100, you're way overinflated already.
Oh, wow. Huh,
yep.
Interesting. Yep, and I was always going by that cold pressure on the side of the tire, you know? And I always took that rule of thumb that I thought I heard that from you, you know, quite some time ago, but always go like 10 PSI over that.
That applies to steers.
Which is on the side of the tire. So there's single and there's dual.
Duals,
yep. All right.
When you're only carrying 17,000 pounds on your drive axle, each one of those tires has only got 4,250 pounds on it. The steer tires are the ones that are carrying 6,500.
Right. So when your duals are only carrying 4,200 pounds, they really, by the chart, only need 70 pounds.
Right.
So if you ran 100 pounds in them, you've already added plenty of air.
Oh, yeah. So a good rule of thumb is to find that load chart with that cold PSI
mm-hmm.
recommendation and go by that. That's interesting.
Go by that
awesome.
And then add a little bit extra, because the minimum inflations we find don't work.
Right. They may carry the load, but the tire is going to get destroyed.
Okay.
Interesting. Yep. Great. Hey, thanks a lot. I'll let you guys go. I'll be calling back.
Thank you, bud.
Right. Night, you guys.
You have a great day.
Thanks.
Mm,
bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Right. We talked to Ollie, and we've talked to Olga.
Sven and Olga. Yeah, three
Olga.
Minnesotans in
yes.
one day.
And
Viking,
they were all very polite.
Gopher, and what are they, what's that?
I like that. What's the next area code we got there?
Right?
Do you recognize it?
What?
The next area code. What is that?
The next 201. I recognize it. I don't remember.
This is the second call from New Jersey tonight.
What?
Yes.
Minnesota
and
New
Jersey.
Jersey.
Yes. Let's see what he's got.
That's a full house of Minnesotans and New Jerseyans.
He's running out of time here. Let's get this done.
All right.
Hello there.
Howdy.
Hello, New Jersey.
How you doing?
New Jersey. From Mississippi, or I'm in Mississippi from New Jersey. There you go.
Well, good for you. I was afraid you were in the New Jersey, and I was worried about you.
I got a question for you guys. Actually, two questions, probably. First one relating to steers. I had a problem with my passenger side steer. It was the inner rib was going really quick. So I rotated them. Just swapped the tires left side to right side, and I ran it like that. It was good for a while, and then it just started getting worse and worse and worse. So so now the passenger side, that's on the driver's side, I flipped the tire on the rim, and now it's just destroyed. I gotta actually find a place to get it fixed. Cause I mean, you know, the 2 days that it took me to get here, it just went like total hell.
Yep.
So I'm trying to figure out, is that an alignment issue, or is that probably just a tire issue?
Okay, the tire that is on the right side now, which was originally on the left side, has it started showing any of this wear pattern?
On the inside edge.
Yes, it's on the inside edge, and then on the outside edge, in like three or four spots, it has a indent, like, you know, a cup.
Okay. All right.
There
now, on this tire that's on the right side, if you lay your hand flat on it, slide your hand across it toward the frame, and pull your hand back out, do you feel any sharp edges?
You know, I did that earlier today before I decided to call you guys, and I felt it felt like it was going in, it was rough, and pulling out, it was rough also.
Okay, good. If it's the same both ways, then we don't have much feathered wear. Then I'm going to be looking, how many miles are on this truck?
On the tires or on the truck?
The truck.
The truck, 1.9 million.
Okay.
Oh. It's a what?
It's a piece of junk.
1.9 yeah.
million miles, it's a piece of junk. I don't care what brand's on it. Okay. We could be looking at wheel bearing issues. We could be looking at kingpin issues. Those are the two first things that I'd be looking at.
Could also be looking at tie rod, honestly, at this point.
Yeah, but if it was a tie rod, I think we'll have some different wear. We'd be showing
probably
some feathered
more on the
wear.
Inside than on the inside.
But if the kingpin or the bearings are loose, cupping on the inside edge of that tire would be pretty consistent.
That's true.
Outside edge.
Okay.
I have cupping.
Well, you got outside, but you also got that wear on the inside edge, which started on the first tire, and now it's starting on the second tire, right?
And there's no consistent feather.
Right, but
so.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, we're looking at a likely mechanical.
Yeah, you need to get into a shop. You need to jack up that right front wheel. You need to give it a good shake. Put both hands into the tread on the top. Get a good stance and try to shake that tire off of the rim. And if it goes clunk, 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 you got a kingpin problem. If it goes click, 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 you got a wheel bearing problem.
Either thing it does, you got a mechanical issue.
And when you jack it up and you spin that front tire, spin it as get it going good and fast, and then put your hand on the air brake chamber. Yeah, and if you feel a vibration, the bearing's got pitting in it.
Right.
Yep.
Okay?
Okay. All right. So now question number two.
Sure.
My drive tires, I put Bridgestones on, and the ribs have, like, every inch or so, it's got, like, a pattern in it, indentation, tiny little indentation. On the passenger side, that is gone. That pattern is gone. They're just, it's just the ribs. On the driver's side, you can still see the pattern.
Okay.
And what should I do with that? Should I just rotate them? Or
okay, wait. I want to make sure what we're talking about. We have dual tires in the rear or big super singles?
No, it's dual.
Duals. And this pattern, is it on both tires in the dual or is it only on one tire?
I think you're saying this is the pattern that was cut in.
Right. The factory pattern that's in the rim.
Yes. But what I'm asking is it consistent all the way across both tires or is the problem only on one edge of the tire?
No, it's all four tires on the passenger side. There, that pattern is gone. It's just the ribs now. It's they weren't more quicker than the driver's side.
Okay, all right. And have you tread depth the tires to see how much tread depth you've actually got?
No.
Okay, you need to do that next.
Yeah.
Because the visual is one thing, but we need to know, is that just because there's a 30-second difference between them, or is it because there's a couple of 3 30 seconds difference between them?
And it's all four tires on the passenger side.
On both sets of duals.
Yeah. So that's interesting.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And what inflation are you running in your duals?
I am running 110.
Okay, that's fine. And this pattern is not just on the center part of these tires. It's all the way across all the ribs, right?
Yeah,
it's across all the ribs, and it seems like the outer ribs are a little bit lower than the inside. Than the inside ribs. They're wearing quicker on the outside than the inside.
That could be blamed on running a little too much air, because 110 on the drives is quite a bit of higher inflation than we normally recommend. We like somewhere around 100. I like higher pressures on the steers,
right. But
on the drives, 100 is plenty.
Seems to work better. But,
So drop it down to 100 or maybe
yes,
lower?
Yes, I would. No, 100 is usually pretty good.
Okay.
Because the higher the pressure you're running, the more the tire wants to dome up and roll on the center ribs, and then it's dragging the outside ribs.
Yeah. But I'm still intrigued by this, what the 30 seconds difference is from side to side.
Yeah, the 30 second difference is what I'd really like to see.
And then how long it takes before the left side does it. Well, if it's too great, you got to switch them anyway.
Well, he's at the point now where I would be X rotating my drive tires anyway.
It's time to switch them. But then how many 30 seconds more does it take before the pattern disappears on the
right
other tires?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you guys
Alrighty,
very much.
Buddy.
I'll call you. Thank you.
Appreciate it. You have a good day. Bye.
Thank you. All right.
Okay.
So we got 3 Minnesotans and 2 New Jerseyans. We got a full house with our first 5 calls.
But the next guy's not either one of those.
Probably not. 607.
No. Up.
Oh.
Right there.
319. Well, that's an Iowan.
That's Eastern Iowa.
Yeah,
we know that.
Is he in Eastern Iowa?
Yes. It's a nice Sunday night. He's sitting at home.
Day. All right.
Give it a click.
Will do.
Hello, Iowa.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good. Yourself?
Oh, it's playing in 76 degrees in Oklahoma.
Ah, down in Okie Town. All right.
Down I-35.
Yeah.
So what's up?
I got trailer tire issues. It's a 2012 Great Dane sliding spread.
Yeah.
The inside, the driver's side, all 4 tires are wearing on the inside of all 4. The passenger side, they're fine.
Yep. Is this a Hendrickson suspension?
Yes, it is. Yep.
Does it have the 6-inch diameter axle?
Well, if you ask, no, we ain't going to go there. No, I don't know.
I bet it is. The reason I go to that is they make a standard 5-inch axle, and then they make bigger axles up to 6 inches. And the bigger ones, the wall thickness is thinner, and when you hit bumps in the road, they flex, and they wear the inside edge on all the tires.
They're, 10 pounds lighter, so they're basically...
15 pounds.
They're 15 pounds lighter, so they're basically the standard axle.
Right.
Okay.
So, now, the other possibility is it's possible that you've got loose wheel bearings in that left wheel position.
Yep.
So you need to jack that wheel up with the brakes released, grab the top of the tires and try to wiggle it in and out. And if it goes clunk, clunk, the bearing's loose.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
And we do get more loose wheel bearings on the left side of vehicles than we do on the right side. And can you imagine why that happens?
Everybody making more right-hand turns?
No, which way does the wheel rotate on the left side of the truck?
Yeah.
Same way it does on the right side.
Well,
no, the right side rotates the opposite way.
Yeah, the right side rotates clockwise, the left side rotates counterclockwise.
And the counterclockwise loosens up the bearing nut.
Yeah.
Okay.
When
that's
when you're facing the hub.
Facing the hub, right.
So when you tighten up the nut on the right side, the wheel turns the same direction as you tighten the nut and keeps it tight. On the left side, you're turning it the opposite direction. So the force of the vehicle turning is trying to loosen that nut.
Okay.
Or the wheel turning.
All right. So I learned so much more when you guys aren't singing them. I'm here to tell you.
Georgia.
What you don't learn.
Oh, wait a minute. That's the wrong song. Oklahoma, where the wind comes whistling down the... Okay, that's enough.
Okay, now, next question. Can you guys fix this?
Can we fix this? We do wheel alignments. We would take you to somebody who knows how to fix it if you want to bring it to Iowa.
I know. J&A Tire.
We've got a couple of shops that are trained our way that would fix it, yes.
We got plenty of people around here.
If you go to Kansas City and you see Chad, his people can fix it.
Right.
Okay.
And as far as welding the pieces on it.
Now, we didn't talk about welding the pieces on yet, but Juan knows how to do that.
Juan does know how to do
that. Yeah, we've got a guy here that has done some of those and knows how to weld on the axles and stiffen them up so they don't flex.
Right. So that's a possibility, too.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah. But so with being more on the left side than it is the right side, we could be talking wheel bearings more so than... Okay.
Axle flex.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. All right, guys. Appreciate you. You can go sing now all you want.
Oklahoma, where the wind... Push that button.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
Okay.
Our state fair is a grand state for now.
That's Iowa.
It is.
Okay, what else we got here?
Oh, We got two more. 607.
Is just two more? Slide it down. Let's see. Yeah, just two more. Okay, we got two more calls. We got 5 minutes left. Let's get through this. 607. Who's that?
I don't know.
You don't know? Take a guess. What state is right next to New Jersey?
The state. Pennsylvania?
Wrong way.
The Atlantic Ocean.
New Jersey. New York.
New York.
New Jersey, right. New York.
New York. Okay.
Hello,
is
New York.
He in Florida?
Yes, he is in Florida. Push the button. Hello, New York.
No, no, no. In Kentucky.
He's in Kentucky. He's going for whiskey.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I'm on my way back to New York, though.
All right.
Hey, I got a right steer tire, second rib in, and it's the only rib on the whole tire. It's got kind of like a sharp edge. As the tire is rolling forward, it's got like a little lip on it. That's the only thing. It don't have no feathering anywhere in or out, but just around the tire, that second rim.
Okay.
From
the
outside.
What brand of tire is this?
Yokohamas.
And how much inflation are you running?
120.
Okay, you're doing pretty good on that.
You're doing everything.
Second question is, what brand of truck is this?
Freightliner Cascadia, 2013-14.
Have you counted the turns on the steering wheel to the right?
See if it's more than two.
Yep, that's more than two. We've already discussed that. We have to put a string on it so I don't go beyond the two mark.
Bungee strap works too.
I just put a new set of steers on it 40,000 miles ago, and that's started since I've put the new set on.
We're seeing some brands of tires that they've reinforced the shoulder to put up with this, and so when it loads up on that shoulder, the second rib is buckling and the second rib is showing the wear.
Yeah.
Okay. So
you're doing everything you can. You got the inflation right. You're dealing with it. You're not seeing any feathering, right?
No feathering.
No feathering. It runs down the road just as straight as can be, no matter which plane I'm in.
Yeah. But I think you've got that 55 degree wheel cut.
And by the way, the Yokohama in this case. The Cascadia isn't exactly a set forward axle. It's just dealing with more weight than the tire really wants to put up with.
Yeah. Now, is this a 13,000 pound front axle or a 12?
13.
Oh, and you're running 120?
Yeah.
You need 130. You're still 10 pounds underinflated.
Yeah.
The sidewall of your tire says 120, and I want 10 more than that.
Right.
Okay.
And if the sidewall of your tire doesn't say 120, they sold you the wrong damn tires.
Right, because there's 13,000 pound axles supposed to have it.
It says 120? Okay, you should be putting 130 in.
Put another 10 pounds in the tire.
Put another 10 pounds in it then.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Hopefully that'll go away.
Well, maybe. But the 120 on the sidewall is the minimum pressure the tire requires to carry that 6,600 pounds of weight.
But it's not always even carrying 6,600 pounds because sometimes you hit the brakes.
Right.
And then weight shifts forward.
Or you're turning 55 degrees and the footprint's buckling and there you go.
You got other issues.
But see, I've been watching that since you've told me about that.
Good.
I don't go through tires. I still get 130 plus out of my steers before I have a problem.
Okay, well, let's try to get a little more pressure now, okay?
Okay, appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.
All right. We got one more call, and what's the number?
321, which is...
That's Florida.
Florida.
Yeah.
The Palm Beach.
He's not there anymore. He was on the rocket that went to the Mars.
Rocket to Mars. The rocket to Mars.
Oh, wait a minute. That went off of Vandenberg.
Wherever it was.
Let's see where he is.
Hello.
Hello, Florida.
Hello, Mars.
Yeah, hello, Mike. Yeah, I've called you before. You remembered 321 is Florida, and this is Loretta. I have two questions.
Okay.
I have seen Dale in Des Moines, and he has told me that my kingpins are kind of going bad. So I know I need to have that fixed, but I now have a shimmy from like 45 to 55. Is that from the kingpins or is that from something else?
Could be.
As the kingpins wear, your tires toe out. And a 45 to 55 mile an hour vibration as you accelerate is from toe out.
Right. Now, if it's there when you is it also there when you decelerate?
That I haven't noticed. It seems to be pretty much when I accelerate, but I'll pay attention next time.
Right.
Okay. Because if it's there when it decelerates, yeah, the kingpin bearing is starting to go out too. But if it's just there when you're accelerating, as the kingpin collapses because the bushings are going out, the tires toe out, and that is a normal vibration for a toe out front end.
Right. You can just toe it in just a little more, hopefully deal with it.
Okay?
Okay. Now, I have one more question real quick.
Yeah?
I have a drive tire that has little chunks taken out of about maybe a foot and a half of the tire.
Yep.
What causes that? Is that what's that from?
Are these Michelins?
No, this is a Yokohama.
A Yokohama. And how old are they?
It's just one tire.
Yeah.
They've been on here for quite a while. Quite a while. They still got good tread left on them, but I've just got a couple of chunks in one little rib.
Okay, what happens with the new low rolling resistance tires? Michelin is very common to have this happen. We're seeing some on the others. As the tire has gone through lots of heat and cooling cycles, 200,000-300,000 miles worth, 350,000 miles worth, the rubber starts getting brittle, and you get it up against any little thing, and the tire spins a little bit. It just takes the chunks out.
Okay. I didn't know that was manufacturer problem or whether it was something that was – because it's only just the one tire.
Yeah. You probably had that one tire on something, and you let the clutch out, and it did a little bit of a spin, and because the tire is getting brittle, it just chunked a little bit.
Okay, good.
Ready?
Okay, thank you all very much. Love the program. Absolutely love it.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Right. You too, bye-bye.
All right.
Okay, folks, it's been fun. It's been real. We've gotten through an hour of this, and nobody has thrown rocks at us, so we're happy. Have yourselves a good day. Drive safe. If you're coming through Des Moines, want alignment, give Kevin a call.
Right, and give us a good review on Yelp or whatever else you
find. Or Google or wherever you're at. We need the good reviews. Have a good day. Bye.